Yeah, like I say, all of my friends, my sister's friends, and my other two brothers, all of our friends were pretty much in the city of Roswell. And we either were hanging out at the mill, the Mill Village, or Fraser Street Apartments, or the Roswell Village. So it was like we would just all go to these different sections, and that's where wherever we ended up at, that's where we would stay all day. We in the Mill Village, we played baseball, just all kind of stuff. Just
That's where most of the kids in Roswell went, the Mill Village, Fraser Street, and that.
right.
What do you think attracted you to those specific places?
Well, I had a lot of friends that lived in the Mill Village, for one thing. I'd say I had probably 10 friends that lived in there when I was growing up as a teenager. But that was the main reason. And I was over there even during the week, going to my friends' houses, eating dinner, and
Okay, and the other two places, the Fraser
Fraser Street
place.
Apartments, I had a lot of friends that lived
Okay.
in there too, and that was right next to Roswell High School, so that's where the football games were, so it was like a gathering place. I mean, I don't know if anybody that I know back then lives in those apartments, but back then it was the place to hang out. We could actually look over the fence from the apartments to watch the football game. And that's what we did. We either hang out there, the mill, or the Roswell Village.
Okay, in the Roswell Village, what was the sort of attraction there?
Well, it was just like a central location. On a Friday or Saturday night, there would probably be, sometimes there was 30 to 40 of us out in the parking lot, just hanging out, because there was really nothing to do back then except go to the bowling alley, go to the football game, go to the Mill Village and hang out. We used to, in another place we used to hang out with, which there's no more of those, which we called the Fields. And, we would take our cars and go through these cornfields and make a big circle and build bonfires
That
and
was a third.
yeah, we used to do that, but that's when it was small and you just can't do stuff like that anymore. And plus there's hardly any space,
And
any open fields.
Barbara, when you were a teenager, was that something that the kids would do?
Well, I never went over much, so but yes, 'cause there wasn't nothing to do. Just go to the movie. About it.
Make your own entertainment.
Yep.
Okay. talking about again about the historical buildings, do either of you have a favorite?
I really don't have a favorite. I love Primrose and I love Great Oaks. As far as a favorite,
Probably like me, likes them all.
Like all of them?
yeah.
Barbara, what is it that you like about them?
'Cause they're old and pretty.
Yeah, they're old, pretty, and they're big, and that's a lot of communities just don't have, there's a lot of communities in America that have the southern mansions still standing, but a lot of them were burned down, and the ones that were not burned down. I mean, it's like almost an honor to have them here. We don't have that many in Roswell, but what we do have, I think, is great.